In July, we said the Browns closed their famous gap the painful way. Two bounce flags and the league's softest schedule arguing the record rises. A defense minus Myles Garrett and Jim Schwartz arguing the specialness leaves. And that whether the improved team has a quarterback was the question 2026 exists to answer. As of the season preview, the competition between Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders was officially undecided, with Todd Monken declining to name a starter. Camp just produced the first evidence that a decision may exist, even if nobody has announced it. The structure through the install phase was scrupulously even, Watson and Sanders alternating days running the first and second team offenses, per Daniel Oyafusi's ESPN camp coverage, with Dylan Gabriel steering the twos behind whoever was down. Then Saturday, practice 10, the install complete, the pattern broke. On Sanders's scheduled day with the ones, it was Watson who took the first competitive 11-on-11 reps, and the session became, in Dog Pound Daily's accounting, a full Watson day across 11s and 7s. Oyafusi's real-time note, a significant reduction in reps for Shedeur Sanders on a day when he was supposed to run the number one offense. Monken isn't scheduled to speak to reporters until Monday, so the practice plan is currently the only comment on record. And in a competition this scrutinized, practice plans are comments. The context that keeps this from being a simple demotion story. Sanders' camp had been going well by the head coach's own public account. Monken, earlier in camp, "I've been highly impressed over the last 4 months that I've been around him with how far he's come as a player, and he's only going to continue to get better," with the local tracking noting his hot spring streak carried into the padded phase. Deion Sanders visited on the second day of camp, meeting Monken before practice. The coach called it really cool. And Andrew Berry separately, on a day Shedeur happened to work exclusively with the ones. And the mechanics still leave room for both. Cameron Wolf at NFL Network reported a tentative plan to give each quarterback one preseason start before a week one decision, which Monken pushed back on only to the extent of calling it tentative and subject to change. The first data point arrives Saturday regardless. Cleveland opens the preseason at Chicago on August 15th, and someone has to take the first snap. Our Bears episode this week lists that same game as Chicago's watch item. Both fan bases will be watching the same broadcast for different quarterbacks. The rest of camp has been the post-Garrett defense defining itself and the rebuilt offense's parts reporting in. Safety Grant Delpit's one-word review of first-time coordinator Mike Rutenberg's scheme, exotic, came with useful detail in Oyafusi's file. The foundation of Schwartz's attacking front stays, with heavy disguise and communication layered on as the differentiator. That's a more continuity-minded install than the July previews kept neither the scheme nor the stars framing assumed, and worth logging as a small correction in Cleveland's favor. On offense, Harold Fannin Jr., our conviction call at the position in July, disclosed that his missed off-season program was surgery for a late-season groin injury, which explains the spring absence the beat had noticed. He's been practicing. Rookie tight end Joe Royer is away for personal reasons with no timeline, per Barry. And the five new starters line rebuild grinds on without a reported setback, which for a unit this reconstructed counts as news. Does the July framing hold? Unchanged, deliberately. The preview's claims were about the floor rising, the defense normalizing, and the quarterback question being the season's actual product. Camp has advanced the question without our being able to grade the answer. If Saturday's rep pattern means what rep patterns usually mean, the franchise is leaning toward the healthy 30-year-old with the restructured contract over the rookie year charting we graded worst in the league, a defensible read of the same file we published. But Monken hasn't said it. The preseason starts haven't happened, and this format doesn't award verdicts to inference. What would change it? Monken's Monday press conference, the starter for Saturday's opener in Chicago, and whether the alternating pattern resumes or stays broken this week? Three checkable items inside 7 days, which is as good as a camp watch list gets. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFLverse.